Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Sabres Live featuring the walking contradiction. That would be me, because, of course, I do nothing but remind people of how sometimes sports broadcasting can really get to me, and I'm the first person to hit mute. We were just graced with the presence of probably my favorite broadcast crew in the NHL, with Jim Fox and Darrell Evans walking through, with the Hall of Famer Nick Nixon completely ignoring us. He must not have heard the kind words I said about him earlier. I know he was in conversation. But yes, honestly, that's the beauty of this kind of world we live in, is when you do get the opportunities to even briefly just catch up with some of the best people. Look, Foxy and Bob Miller worked together for so long on King's broadcast that, you know, I just, it's like everyone here in Western New York, RJ became this voice that was shared in your family, right? And I feel like, because I've always stayed up watching the Kings games, that it feels the same way.
They put you, they tuck you in at night because they're.
Oh, I wish you could say they put me to sleep, but no, but nothing really puts me to sleep.
Well,
but
when I was watching the games yesterday, Duffer, which, by the way, we saw a win from the the Panthers, the Blues.
Bite your tongue, no Bruins win.
The Utah Hockey Club.
By the way, like, is it never more? Has it never been more apparent? And it was night one, so I get it, but. Get a nickname already. It's brutal for broadcasters when you have to keep seeing the same. Well, they don't even say that, because it's not even, it's not like soccer where you are something FC. Like, they're not really the hockey club. Like, it's just a placeholder. You know what I mean? Like,
you can't because even you, say Utah you, HC. You,
exactly, because you know it's changing, right? So it just, the repetition of the word Utah was very jarring last night. It was like,
and you don't want to say hockey club, because if you say, well, this was a good period for the hockey club, which one? Which one are you talking
That's a
about?
Very fair point.
So you can't say hockey club.
Yes.
So you have to say Utah hockey club.
And then it was made more awkward because, and I get the, you know, the accuracy of what they're trying to create here. You're constantly being told this is a new franchise.
Because
they are.
Yes.
And it's not, you know, but every single player on this brand new franchise has a history with the exact same franchise, which is now not the same franchise.
Well, for people at home that don't know this, like, if Atlanta moved to Winnipeg, they brought the Atlanta Thrashers numbers and historical numbers to the Winnipeg franchise. But Arizona moving to Utah, they basically said, no, Arizona, if you get another franchise, we will keep the Arizona Coyotes numbers and everything in your
Not
history.
Not to mention the previous Winnipeg Jets numbers.
The previous Winnipeg Jets. But nothing is transferring over to Utah. So this was technically the first game in the NHL for the Utah Hockey Club. Not like Colorado's first game.
Correct.
Which had Quebec from 79 until 95 as a historical point. So Dylan Gunther, the first goal in the history
first
of the team.
First two-goal game in the history of the team.
They played together for many years.
He played a long enough time with them to get himself an eight-year contract extension.
I was watching the games yesterday, and I was kind of paying attention to some of the saying that were being used, because I always like that as an analyst and, you know, whatever. And what P.K. Subban said after the first period between the Boston Bruins and the Florida Panthers made me laugh because of the way he said it. And I know the expression, but I never really related it to sport in a way. And he said, sometimes you're the bug and sometimes you're the windshield. Mm-hmm. He goes, the Boston Bruins were the bug in the first period and the Panthers were the windshield. And I laughed because I had just done 20 hours of driving the previous 2 days. And I had a full windshield of bugs.
Of Boston Bruins?
Of Boston Bruins. I'm like, hey, I was the Florida Panthers driving down the 401 and the 90, and I hit a lot of Boston Bruins along the way.
That's really good. Yeah.
That was the case. The Florida Panthers,
and we got them
on Saturday here. So
they're awesome.
We're talking LA Kings tomorrow, but Florida was a train charging down the railroad track in that game.
And in typical pro sports / NHL fashion, even with their dominance for a large portion of the game, it became interesting at the end, because that's what happens nowadays, right?
Like, Jim Montgomery blew it by not putting Swayman in?
No, I would have never, ever risked, after signing him, to throw him into that mess in the first game.
If he had been ready to play, they would have started.
He could have told you all day long that he's ready to play, but I would never, especially with the way the game started and how it looked in the second period.
They were getting walked all over, right?
Right, so. And yet they were two shots away from going bing, bing, and they're right in it and easily could have come back and tied the game. I mean, that's just the nature of it right now.
This bug better be a windshield and knock that thing
clearly,
out.
I don't know what I am right now.
Anyway, the Bruins, and I've said it for most of the summer, I think the Bruins are taking another step back. Now, they battled, and, Pasternak scored a lucky power play goal, so he's got his first goal of the season, and, you know, they made it 5-4, and it ended up being 6-4. They made it 6-4, right?
6-4,
it was always, And Chicago battled back in the game. Mm-hmm. They were down 3-0. They make it 3-2.
Yep.
It ends up 5-2. Which,
empty netter and then another.
You know how much I hate that extra goal, right?
Yeah, I was just bummed that the empty netter didn't turn out to be the winner, because that's usually how I like to roll.
If you give up an empty net goal and it's 4-2, you better defend like you've never defended before if you're in your zone, because your goalie's going back in and he gave you a chance to win, and they give up a Lawson Crouse deflection, and it just sucks.
I know.
Giving up that fourth goal against, which makes it 5-2, is just awful.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm thinking about that broadcast?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No.
After the first period, I don't know if I've ever seen Mark Messier more excited, other than hoisting the cup with the Rangers and jumping up and down like a five-year-old. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever heard him try to articulate with the excitement that he was trying to talk about this brand-new franchise and how good everything has been for Utah on night one. And the cynic, dare I say, in me is just like, calm down, Mark. Yeah. It's Chicago they're playing.
Yeah, well...
Like, and that's
you
not
know what I was
all,
thinking
dis-
about?
All due respect to the Hawks, but like they clearly had not figured anything out in the first period of new lines. And look, they had a ton of offseason change, right?
I was like,
yes, full credit to Utah, but Chicago did not provide much of an opposition here in period
I pulled it
one,
up, so. And I'm going to pull it up again. I want to say that Chicago didn't even get to a half goal expected in the first period yesterday. That's how bad
then,
offensively
then
they
should have had five in the first 5 minutes of the second and just kept missing nets and hitting posts, and it was like, wow, they are having some tough luck here. But
yeah, no, Chicago was about a .4 expected goals in the first period yesterday, mm-hmm. which is, you know, multiply that by three, you're not even at a 1.5 goal expected in the game. Now, I get the whole, you know, Utah, they had to pay $1 billion plus to get the franchise in or whatever. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that is a phone call that Ryan Smith, the owner of the Utah Hockey Club, said to the league, like, hey, our first game. Like, Chicago's a big market, but they're also a bad team. It'd be great if Chicago came into Utah the first game because that's going to allow us to get off to a good start,
come
right?
Come on.
Hey, you pay $1 billion, you can make a request.
Well, ownership did a really nice job, and, you know, kudos to ESPN being there the entirety of the day as kind of their studio location, which was outside in the plaza.
The blue carpet was cool.
Yeah, but just everything, you know, it does look jarring, as you described accurately on TV yesterday, when you don't have a normal lower arena bowl. Yep. It changes, you know, kind of how you visually see the game because, the lower corners are not customary to a typical NHL rink. But whatever, in time, that all gets sorted through. But Utah did join Buffalo last night as two of the eight post 1967 expansion teams to win their inaugural game in franchise history, which takes it all the way back to our point about the fact that, yes, this was treated as night one for a brand new franchise.
Yeah, and we'll keep an eye on Utah, like Clayton Keller, the captain of the team. By the way, this is the first time in a long time that all 32 NHL teams have a captain this season. The last one to be named was Seattle, who named Jordan Eberle their captain. All 32 teams now have a captain, which we haven't seen in a long time.
Do me a favor.
Never bring that up again because it doesn't matter.
Don't quiz me on them. That's all I ask.
On the captains?
On the captains, yes.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I think I could probably name 28 out of the 32. Let's do that. You know that game show? I can name that song in 10 notes. I can name that now. Let's see how many you can get.
So your big takeaway, I want to do this before we run out of time.
Yes.
Jeremy Swayman sat there on the bench with his new contract yesterday.
Yes.
8x8.25. His buddy, former Saber, Linus Allmark, got his new deal today.
Yes.
4 years, 8.25. Joey Decord, he of 69 total NHL games and not even the season opening start yesterday, got 5 years, $5 million from the Kraken. So they have a large dollar figure invested in their goaltending tandem. And obviously with Decord, it's most interesting because he's 3 years older, less experienced than Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, and comes in at a higher salary for the next 5 years. So it pushes Luukkonen down the rankings, so to speak, if you're looking at it from a cap hit standpoint moving forward. And dare I say that amidst that number, which is not a huge number, it's roughly 15 goalies that are ahead of Luukkonen moving forward, like there's some very average netminders in that group. And I just wonder, as someone who lived the position for more than 500 games in an NHL career, are you somewhat underwhelmed by the state of number one goaltending in the NHL today?
I'm not going to say underwhelmed, but I do think that there is a bit of a a shift in the mentality, maybe in the shift in development, and maybe that's the COVID years that are catching up to those goalies that should be coming in and blowing the doors off, but didn't get the reps, the 50, 55 games during the COVID stopped season and the next year. And we're seeing that now 4 years later. So that's usually the cycles that come through. But I find it interesting that we try to compare goaltenders to quarterbacks in the NFL, saying, you know what, you need a good quarterback to win in the NFL.
Because they have a win-loss record, right?
They impact the game. If you don't have that goaltender or that quarterback, you have to work so much harder to win a game.
Yep.
If you do, it's not the whole game, but it facilitates the results. Now, Swayman's an 8.25. Allmark's an 8.25. Sorokin's an 8.25.
And Shesterkin still wants way more than anyone.
Hellebuck's at 8.5. Mm-hmm. Bobrovsky's at 10. Carey Price at 10.5, not playing anymore. Shesterkin wants 11+. I was watching all the games yesterday, and I was trying to think, like, I get that quarterbacks should make all the money because technically they will play all 17 games if healthy, and they will score the majority of your points.
Mm-hmm. In some way, shape, or form, they will...
They will control the offense.
They will control the offense, yep.
Goalies, at their best... will play 60 to 65 games in a regular season, all the playoff games, and do not affect the offense one bit.
Right.
Well, they do in the way they play, the confidence that you give. But so I'm like, I get it why goalies have been historically between the 3.5 to 6. Mm-hmm. Right. We got a handful that are above 6, but there's John Gibson, and then there's the rest of them, right?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, we're looking at that list above Luukkonen now, which, again, I get it. I was pumping Joey DeCord's year last year as much as anyone. But, like, you've got him and Korpisalo and Gibson. And, like, there's a lot of less than impactful over the last few years netminders who are in that top echelon.
GMs feel like Brisebois, Julien Brisebois, the GM of Tampa Bay last year, outspoken about, well, we know Vasilevsky's going to miss along the beginning of the season, but we didn't feel like we needed to go and get another number one type goaltender because everybody that's between 15 and 30, at some point, they're all interchangeable. 15 and 40, they're all interchangeable. That's how GM believes.
And they managed.
They managed.
With JJ in goal.
Yeah.
And they made the playoffs.
Well, the question was asked to me yesterday about Levi looking good in training camp and preseason and in the first game of the year. And do you have a problem if Levi this year takes a massive step forward and gets a contract? And well, I'm like, I don't have a problem. Mm-hmm. But they're going to pay him. Like, if he has a fantastic year, the same as Luukkonen, you're still going to have two goalies at a total of $8 million when other teams are spending $9, $10, $11, $12 million on goaltenders. Mm-hmm. The cap's going up. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that, but teams are okay with spending $3 to $5 million on goaltenders. It's when you got to get to the 8, 9, 10, 11. But that group of goalies that are 8, 9, 10, 11... they're a special group.
NHL tonight, Toronto at Montreal, Rangers and Penguins, Winnipeg at Edmonton, Calgary at Vancouver, Colorado and Vegas. Tomorrow, it's Buffalo home to LA. Home opener presented by the BFLO Store. We're back after this on Sabres Live here on WGR. Sports Radio 550 and MSG.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.